I'm Carrie Fountain, and this is Just to Say, where we talk to poets about the poems they create and the poems that created them.
She became one of the most important voices of feminist theory, as well as one of the most important American poets.
May 16th would have been the 90th birthday of the poet Adrienne Rich, and we thought it would be wonderful to have someone in our community who is both a scholar and an expert on Adrienne Rich's work, but who also is in the position of a poet, come in and talk to us about Adrienne Rich. And I'd love it if you could start out, Dr. Lisa Moore, by reading a poem by Adrienne Rich of your choosing.
So I'm Lisa Moore, and I'm going to read a poem by Adrienne Rich called What Kinds of Times Are These? What kind of times are these? There's a place between two stands of trees where the grass grows uphill, and the old revolutionary road breaks off into shadows near a meeting house abandoned by the persecuted who disappeared into those shadows. I've walked there, picking mushrooms at the edge of dread. But don't be fooled. This isn't a Russian poem. This is not somewhere else, but here, our country, moving closer to its own truth and dread, its own ways of making people disappear. I won't tell you where the place is, the dark mesh of the woods meeting the unmarked strip of light. Ghost-ridden crossroads, leaf-mold paradise. I know already who wants to buy it, sell it, make it disappear. And I won't tell you where it is, so why do I tell you anything? Because you still listen. Because in times like these, to have you listen at all, it's necessary to talk about trees.
What a wonderful poem to begin our conversation about this particular poet, Adrienne Rich, because, you know, just in preparing to have you in, I forgot that Adrienne Rich, like, you know, her first book of poems was chosen by W.H. Auden for the Yale Younger Poet Series, and she was married mm-hmm. to a man, mm-hmm. and her poems were, like, super formal. Mm-hmm. And then it's like she has this awakening. Yes. And then everything changes. And her commitment to that vision is unwavering for the rest of her career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You probably know the famous story that when she was given the National Book Award for her book, Diving into the Wreck, in 1973. She would only accept it if Alice Walker and Audre Lorde came up on stage with her and they accepted it in the name of all women. I mean, this is a person with a fierce commitment. I think for that reason, I sometimes hear from people, from students or really from lots of poets and other people, you know, Adrienne Rich was a very important poet. In her time, she made space for other women. She spoke up against racism in the women's movement. She, you know, she was important for these historical reasons, but, you know, she's kind of dated. And what we found going back through these poems is they could not mm-hmm. be more urgent, more exciting, more comforting and inspiring, more wise mm-hmm. than they read right now in 2019.
You can find Adrienne Rich's poem, What Kind of Times Are These, in her book, Dark Fields of the Republic, Poems 1991 to 1995, which was put out in 1995 by W.W. Norton and Company. This is Just to Say is produced at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas. I'm Carrie Fountain. Thanks for listening.